Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishvas Haim Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chof. The Gemara in Amud Beis, the beginning of the next parak, it says, "Hayoshen tachas hamito besuko lo yotzei dechavose." Someone who sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, he's not yotzei. Then the Gemara brings that Omar B'Shirin Ma'ase betavi avdu shom Gamliel. The tavi was a slave of Gamliel. He did sleep tachat hamito. And Gamliel told the Skanim, "You see, Tavi Avdi, he's Tavi Chochem, and he knows the Avod Yom Potem in a Sukkah, Lefikach Yoshin Utachas Amito." And that's why he sleeps under the bed. So in Sefer Akedah Yitzchok, he says a beautiful idea. He says, what's the idea of a Yoshin Tachas Amito B'Sukkah Lo Yotzei Dechavosei? The Sukkah is the main part of the Sukkah, is the Schach. As we mentioned earlier in the earlier Shurim, the Schach represents the Nikrashim Shemayim on the Sukkah. The Ashuas Hashchina. A person has to sleep under the schach and connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is sleeping under a bed, he's basically saying there's something separating him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something dividing between the schach and him. So therefore, he's not Yetzi Dechavosai, because the whole idea of the sukkah is to connect to the sukkah directly without any separation. What Rav Gamliel is teaching is that a slave, someone who's an Eved, someone who's an Eved is not directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is somebody who is under the master, under his Adon. And we merely through that it connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very fitting for Tavi Avdei Shem Gamliel to sleep Dafka under a bed. To show that he is really, an Eved is someone who really doesn't belong under the Sukkah directly. He is only under the bed under the Sukkah, under another Derech, another medium between him and the Sukkah. So therefore, he is sleeping under a bed, not directly under the sukkah. A similar idea is quoted in many of the Sivri Chassidus, in the Shem Shmuel, in the Pritzadik, in the Bnei Yisoschar. The idea that a Yoshin Tachas Amito is someone who separates himself from the schach, and the Eved is not someone directly connected to the schach. And the Sefer Priyoritz, he adds, that it says, "Al tiyu ke'avodim misham shim sarav al menat lekabel pras." A regular slave is mishamish the Rav for other reasons, not in order, and not doing it lishma, just to do ratzon of the master, of the Adon. When we are under the sukkah, b'tzil d'imnuso, we are trying to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the right reasons, with no other means, no other incentives, no other reasons. But an Eved is someone who represents someone who is worshiping the master for a reason. And that's the message in this Mishnah. If you're sleeping under the sukkah, it needs to be directly under the sukkah with no other incentives to be under the sukkah, with not another bed, another something that pushes person to do a Ratzon Hashem. But an Eved does sleep under the sukkah because he's mishamish as the Rav, I'm an applicable press for a different reason, and therefore he is the one who's sleeping under the sukkah. The Misoscha adds over here that Tavi, the slave of Gamliel, was the Gilgul of Cham, the son of Noach. And he's somebody who cannot be under the sukkah, because sukkah is a complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tikkun of Cham is someone who is in the sukkah, but removes himself from the sukkah, in order to show that he doesn't have the direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shul Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.